Get ready for today's episode where we are diving in with Chelsea. She is taking us through her own pivot from really focusing on moms to focusing on all women to becoming magnetic powerhouses that they were born to be, and that includes you guys. Cannot wait to hear what you think. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, aka The Rich Witch Next Door, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle, hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. Oh my gosh, yay, we have Chelsea here today. Chelsea, I'm so excited that you're on PJs and Prosecco.
I'm so excited to be here. This is like my dream conversation.
Mine too, always. Chelsea and I, you guys, we were in the same mastermind last year. This is really like where it comes down to like connections and community is everything. Because when I was like, let me bring guests on, like Chelsea was one of the first ones I thought of because of our time together. And I was like, I need to have my girl on so we can have our girly chats.
Yes. We just vibe. We're a vibe.
We do vibe. So Chelsea, I obviously know you, but tell my audience a little bit about yourself.
Yes. Well, my name is Chelsea. I used to be working with moms, but me and Emily were just talking about this. We, through our own work, we've just seen so much expansion since the last about year since we've seen each other. So now I'm just working with all women. I feel like I attract moms because I'm a mom. Work with women to just really fully embody deep inner confidence within themselves, magnetic frequency, building self-trust, self-love, and just attracting that everything that you want, becoming your most powerful, badass self, feeling so capable, full in alignment, just full on deep inner knowing, like this deep inner knowing that you are on the right track, that you can go and do hard things and you're going to be, you know, you're going to be good and backed by the universe, just like full on magnetic frequency, confidence, just feeling your most confident, badass, magnetic self.
I love that. I love it. What do you think it was for you? What was that moment when you were like, I need to pivot and switch?
Yeah, I think it was, I really was just so called. I was getting this pull to go deeper into my own work. Yeah. With myself, I was doing my work. I always do something like every single day, but I think it got to a point where I was focusing so much more on the strategy and the doing and the doing and the la la la, right? Like the busyness of life. Yep. And even though I was still doing some practices, they weren't going deep enough, you know? And so I was just feeling so called to go deeper with my own work, with myself. And so once I started doing that, I realized, oh my gosh, I'm doing, this is not who I am. This is not what I really want to be talking about. This is not really what would just flow out of me. Like, that's why it feels so hard right now, is because this is not what's just flowing out of me. This is not in alignment. This is not really what my soul's purpose is like calling me to. And it felt, and I realized I had this aha moment. Like, oh my gosh, I've been so consumed by what everybody else was doing and what I was seeing on social media and just all the things, what was working for other people, quote unquote, and feeling like I should be doing that. So then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing what I feel like I should be doing and not what I really like am inspired to do, what I really am called to do, what I just love talking about and just love doing. And it's like, okay, I'm giving myself full permission to just scrap it and just start doing what I love to do. What do I love to talk about? What do I love just supporting women with? And just letting that flow out of me. And that was the light bulb moment. Once I started going deeper into my own work, it just all kind of came to the surface of, wait a minute, this is not me. I'm trying to fit myself in this box to receive a certain outcome that I know is meant to be mine, but it's like, I'm trying to control the dream outcome that the universe is trying to provide for me. And it was like, that was like the mind-blowing moment of the universe is saying, hey, this is meant for you. But I was trying to control the direction. I was trying to control what that would look like instead of just being me and letting myself be me and doing what authentically lights me up. And yeah, so from that moment, I was like, all right, we're switching this up. We're just going to be ourselves and just be in our full on magnetic frequency and just doing what lights us up and where I feel what I feel called to do most and not get caring. I was going to say giving a shit. Can we curse on here?
We can curse on PJs and for
sex. Not giving a shit about what anybody else thinks or if it's niche enough or, you know, whatever. I was like, screw it. I'm just going to be me and talk about what I want to talk about. And that's going to be the magnetic frequency. And long story short, sure enough, I've been getting DMs out the wazoo, like from people that I like top 10 coaches on that were listed on Forbes, this really cool girl. And just like some other things that like, oh my God, I love your vibe. Let's collab. Like asking me to collab. And I'm like,
and you're like, get out of town.
I'm on to something. Yes. Okay. All right.
Whoa. Wait, that's what that I feel like is such great confirmation from the universe of this powerhouse wants to collab with you. Of course they do. Why wouldn't they?
Right. Yeah.
Whoa, I love
that. And I was like, oh my God, what? Okay, something's working here. We're doing it. We're doing it. Yes.
You know what? I love what you brought up too. I feel like there's this in the coaching industry, this you have to be so niche down and so specific. And I do agree that you can't talk to everyone, of course, because then you're talking to no one if you're trying to talk to everyone. But I feel like I was in the same boat too, but it was more around, well, are you talking to female entrepreneurs or are you not? And I was like, I'm not. And then it was, but do they want to have their own business? Yeah, maybe one day. I was like, but I'm not a business coach. Like, I'm not, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about how do you channel? What are your unique gifts? How do you become magnetic so that you're the lucky one? That's what I'm talking about. And that person might be over in corporate. They might have their own business. I don't know. And I remember being so frustrated at one point earlier this year, being like, but why does it have to be one or the other? And trying to force myself into that. It was, what is it? Fitting a square peg into a round hole.
Yes. Yeah.
And I really didn't launch anything from, well, I launched the podcast in May.
Yeah.
Pretty much from April till recently, I didn't even launch anything because I just was so in the ick about what I was doing and putting out. And on a spiritual retreat is where I had my aha. I was on the wrong timeline. Like, of course I wasn't feeling good. I went on the right one. We love it. We're channeling, we're doing all the magic, all the woo with the rebrand, which I love. And it just feels so much easier. But I think what was interesting, and I'm curious if this happened to you too, is when I was coming back from that retreat, I was presented with an opportunity to essentially step into a role that would have been really like mindset driven, a very easy role. I'll put that in quotes. That old me would have been like, well, this is an easy way, so I'll just do it. New me was like, oh no, like that. I don't want to come in and run this other coaching program that's already established because I'm not trying to do mindset. Like I'm doing channeling. That's what I'm doing. But I feel like the universe was doing like one little test, like final, like, yeah, sure. Are we fully in? And I was like, I'm in. And it gets to be so easy.
Yeah.
Did you have that happen to you though, where there was any, like, I don't want to say test from the universe, but like maybe a situation where you really were like, no, I'm not doing that.
Oh my gosh. Let me think.
Maybe it was just pulling back from the
program. There probably was. Yeah. I think the test was yes. Yes. There was absolutely a test. But mine looked a little different and I'm with you. Like, because I totally do believe that the universe will give us these little, I don't know if test is the right word.
Because test sounds so negative.
Like the universe is like trying to be like, ha ha ha. It's not, but, but yeah, just these little like challenging moments, just another opportunity for you to really period dot. This is what I'm doing. Like, I know it. All right, good. We're on board. And I think for me, there was a couple as I was going through this pivot, right? Like I was already working with a few one-on-one clients, a handful of one-on-one clients. And there was a couple that I could just feel in my energy weren't aligning anymore because I was expanding and I was starting to talk to a new person and I knew I wanted to help somebody different. And it wasn't like I didn't love my clients and I didn't love working with them. And it also wasn't because I couldn't help them because I absolutely could, but it was just not aligned anymore. It didn't feel right.
Right, right.
And a couple of them just kind of fell off their when our contract ended, it just ended. And I, in that moment, it was like, all right, do I want to try to fight to not fight, but do I want to have a conversation where I ask them to renew their contract or do I just let them go, bless and release? And I was like, even though I could have, and this is for everybody listening, there's so many times where we're going to be challenged like this to do the, like you said, the easy thing or do the thing that's going to get us the money, especially like if we're feeling like we need the money. I feel like money is so relevant for everybody. Money, but when you say not no, but when you choose yourself and choose your direction and choose your vision over going back and just choosing the money and choosing the easy way out, that's where you're winning and you're stepping into your vision and trusting universe, trusting everything that's coming to you, trusting in your vision. And from that moment, even though I could have absolutely used the money, I was like, nope, just bless and release.
Mm-hmm.
I just bless and release them. I was like, oh my gosh, so great working with you. And I just let it go. And I, in that moment, I was like, wow, I'm so proud of myself because I absolutely would have loved to have that money continue to come in, but I trust that I'm calling in a new client. I trust that I'm calling in new women, that we are going to be a total match. It's going to be a vibe. I'm going to love serving them. And we're just going to be so aligned. And so I was holding on instead of thinking about, oh my God, they're leaving me. Oh my God, I'm not going to have this money. Oh my God, did I do something wrong? La, 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 la. It wasn't any of that. And old me, like you said, old me would have been freaking out.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I'm actually so excited about this new woman that is going to fill this spot. And so I think that was like my quote unquote test.
Yeah, I know. And you're right. I don't like the word test because it has such a negative connotation, but it's like the universe is just ensuring that we don't fall back into old patterns and old ways, that we actually are truly embodying this version of ourselves, I think is maybe a better way of putting it. I don't know.
Yeah. Because then it's like, we use that as evidence. We see, you know, like for me, it's, oh my gosh, I just blessed and released. I'm so proud of myself. Like seeing the difference of the old you versus the new you and seeing that everything that you're doing is working. It's, I feel like that's what the universe is really doing, is like giving us those moments to be like, hey, what you're doing is working. Like the work that you're putting in to yourself is working because look how much you've changed. Look how much you've grown. You were able to bless and release instead of freaking out about losing a client, losing money. What you're doing is working. Keep doing it.
Yeah, keep doing it. And then it just gets to be so much better and it gets to be easy and it gets to be fun. It doesn't have to feel so sticky. I feel like before I had my big pivot, it felt so sticky and I didn't like that. You don't show up right when you're feeling sticky.
Yeah. We don't like the ick.
We don't like the ick. No, I don't. But you know what's so interesting is I do appreciate when I get the ick though, because it either shows me I have something I have to work through.
Yep.
Or it's something that I've up-leveled from. So it's bless and release. It's when I get the ick now, it's not a bad thing, where I feel like when I would get the ick before, it would be like, oh no, this is just, I'm just going against it for whatever reason. Now I'm like, no, what is this trying to show me? What does this mean? Like, oh, so.
I totally agree. It's like, now I'm like, ooh, what am I? I can't wait to see what this up level is on the other side.
Yeah. I can't wait to see who steps in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So wild. That's so wild.
So cool. How you get to that point. Because everybody learns that. It's, we get triggered or something happens in our life and then we just spiral. Just so many moms that I've worked with personally, one thing goes wrong and everything goes wrong. And then we just lose ourselves and we just, everything falls to shit instead of being like, okay, where am I reflecting? Not that it's your fault, but what energy am I putting out? Like, where am I reflecting this? And also trusting that just because some bad things happen doesn't mean that everything just collapses. It doesn't mean that the work that you're doing isn't working. If anything, it's, again, just other opportunities for you to check in and to be like, okay, what is this now that I get to transmute and alchemize? All right, what's clinging on to what is the vision? I think that's one thing that I talk to my clients a lot is, instead of working on and thinking about what's not working and what you're trying to run away from, focusing and anchoring in on the vision and where you know you're being called, and trust in the vision. Anchor yourself so hard into the vision, into your why. I don't know. For me, the why conversation, let's just be honest. I feel like this has never been said, but the whole why never really sunk in with me. Yeah. Everybody been like, what's your why? Get really clear on your why. And yes, absolutely. But I feel like for me, it's bigger than that. You got to anchor in on the vision, because if you're thinking about your why, like, oh, I'm doing it for my daughter, I'm doing it for myself, I'm doing it for my family. Okay, that's great and all, but why that though? Why is that your why? You know, just really using your vision and what am I trying to say? Anchoring it in the vision of what that all looks like when it comes together, instead of just, why are you doing it? Does that make sense?
I think people, it's kind of like we had the toxic positivity for a while. You can only be positive, and that was terrible, mm-hmm. because you got to feel your feelings. And mm-hmm. now we have the why. We're in the why era. What's your why? I actually call it your soul purpose with mm-hmm. my clients. And it's for that exact reason. Your why is not your children.
Yeah.
It's not your family. It's not my puggies. It's mm-hmm. not. It's so much bigger than that. It's essentially the legacy you're leaving and the reason you decided to incarnate into this lifetime. And it, yes, your children, your family, my pugs are, you know, part of your soul purpose. They kind of ladder up to it, if you will. They're great, but it's always deeper than that. I've had, oh my gosh, so many clients where it's that I don't want anyone to ever feel alone again. And I want them to feel empowered and have community. Yeah, that's your sole purpose. And to your point, you can have a vision for what that looks like. Yeah. My vision is that I'm speaking on a stage, or maybe they have a podcast, or I'm helping clients who just were me a couple years ago, so head in the sand that they couldn't even find themselves and their true fulfillment and happiness. And then that opens the can of worm of what is fulfillment and happiness to you, because it's not money or time. Those things go up to your fulfillment, but all of that, your fulfillment comes from your soul purpose, like your vision you're holding. Because if we were doing this for the money, I tell you what, I would have stayed in my multiple six-figure corporate job.
Right, exactly. And
because
I feel
because I didn't have to do much. I was coasting.
Yeah.
But I had that steady paycheck and I was still kicking ass, salesperson mm-hmm. of the year, all the things. I would have kept that if money was what I was after, but it's not. My purpose is to be that direct channel and help other people.
Yes. Yes. Like you totally. Yes. I think when people are having the conversation about the why, but no one's really leading people to go deeper in that. And why? Oh, I want more money. I want to get a house. I want to. And also we're so, which is fine, but most people, their answer is outside of them. It's tangible things or people or whatever that's going to get you, but not how we forget that. Okay, let's say you have all those things. Let's say you have the money and the house and the car and a happy family, but you're not happy. Then what? It's not about those things, because I think we've seen time and time again, we've reached places that we thought was going to be it all and our end all be all. And this was the dream. And then we realized, oh my gosh, this is not fulfilling to me. This is not making me as happy as I thought it would. And that's where we need to have the bigger conversation of what's not really Yes, it's like you said, your why, but I mean, it's deeper than that. It's your vision, it's your soul's purpose, it's your mission, it's how you are going to feel when you show up that way and reach all those things and do all those things. Because you can have the things, but if you aren't in spiritual alignment, if you aren't in alignment with it, then you're not going to feel happy with it. It's not going to feel right. So it's like really anchoring into like your heart and like where you're being called and what that looks like in the 3D world, like with your vision, and then using that to be your anchor so that when shit does hit the fan, you're like, nope, I got my vision. Like I know my soul's purpose. I know my deeper calling. Instead of, oh, I'm doing it for the money, I'm doing it for the kids. That's not deep enough. Because when shit hits the fan, you're not going to be like, well, I want the money, but the money's not here now. You know, you're going to be just saying all these things.
You're a spiral.
It's not going to hold you. You're going to spiral. Exactly. It's not going to hold you deep enough.
It's not going to hold you. I think too, that there's this other piece on like higher self. At least in the spiritual world, it's like, oh, get in touch with your higher self. Yes. That is actually your vision, your soul purpose, your why is your higher self, but you're actually already your higher self right now. In fact, earlier today, I do a monthly energetics call in one of my mentors' groups. And it's so fun. I like love it because it's like, I get to bring a little woo into the muggle world, but we were just doing a, let's visualize your higher self and gain guidance and all those beautiful things. And then in the end, I said, now I want you to merge with your higher self. I was like, because you're already that.
Yeah.
You're already future you, because that's why it's future you and the things happen is because of what you're embodying and doing now. It's, we have to quit putting this, that it's so far off away from us, because it's actually right in here. It's like in our heart. I'm pointing out of my heart. You guys can't see me, but I'm only pointing there. It's already here. And so when you start to recognize that, then it's not that our higher self is separate. It's that our higher self is actually within us. And that's, to your point, it's like going within and really getting clear on so many different pieces that are not surface level and superficial, which, don't get me wrong, the money, the adventures, the time, love them, but they're not my soul purpose.
Right.
They just help me to have a bigger impact.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a byproduct of your soul's purpose, because when you're living in your soul's purpose, of course you're going to magnetize those things that just make life feel more abundant and beautiful. And I love to say wealthy, but like not wealthy, like with money, like wealthy, just a wealthy life.
Yeah.
You've got all the things that bring you joy and that light you up.
Yeah. You know, what's so interesting is I heard, I don't know if it was a podcast or an article, I'm not really sure, it doesn't matter. But recently I heard something around how entrepreneurs, female coaches, we just gravitate towards abundance instead of saying money and wealth as what it is. And I actually, this is good, maybe a good little conversation for us to have, is I feel like now, because I want abundance, because I want all the riches of money. I want the riches of life, love, luxury travel. I want the riches of so much impact that I'm the go-to spiritual mentor. I really do. But to be clear, I also want money. I want it, but not like I want money, just money. Because if you guys heard me earlier in the episode, if I just wanted money, I would have stayed in my multiple six-figure corporate.
Right.
But I do desire wealth. And because I know the more money I have, the more wealth I have, money-wise, the bigger impact I get to make. And I think about it like a Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosa, Oprah. They have so much money, but they're making so much impact in the world. And yes, someone's probably out there being like, wish they didn't have all that money. But ultimately, no one gives a shit that they have, that they're rich in money. And so I just feel like it's interesting. What is your take on money?
Yeah. I love that.
That makes sense.
I love that. Yes. No, so that's why I love to say wealth.
Yeah.
I mean, but hell, claim it. Money. Like, we want money. It's okay to say you want money. Just say it.
Yeah.
Just say it. And
know that that's not your why. Your money, yeah. I mean, that's what it is. It's not your why.
No, it's not your why. It's not your deeper vision, but just also don't skirt around that you want money and you want to be wealthy because, well, we could go, oh my gosh, we could talk so much about money, but yeah, because what's the money going to give you, right? If you're a good person, and I love to say this because I feel like it really resonates with all my clients, but money, and I will say this before I go back to the other thing, but I think a lot of people think that if we want money and want to be this wealthy, rich person, that means that we're going to be a bad person. Yeah. Because we've seen people in the world with money be bad people or do bad things, but money does not make you a bad person. If you have a good heart and you're a kind person, money is only going to amplify that.
Yeah.
Money's only going to amplify that. So imagine what you could do as a kind person in the world with money. Like you would give it back to your children and generations, but like before, after you, whatever, after you.
We're going back in
before
time.
And after, before and after, you're healing generations before and after. And I know if I had like an abundance of money and wealth, like I would give back to charities that I'm passionate about. I would just give back. I already know what I'm going to do as the overflow of money continues to come into my business. I'm going to put it out. And like you said, like money's only going to amplify my impact in the world too. So maybe I hire help so that I can coach more people. It's like, it's not just, oh, I want more money. It's like, what are you going to do with that money that's going to amplify and deepen your impact? But that's why I talk about wealth too, of being a wealthy woman, wealthy, worthy woman. That is my thing. Wealthy, worthy.
I love that.
It's wealth is your health and taking care of your body and your soul and nourishment, and wealth is being able to, yeah, sure, travel to places, but travel to new places so that you as a person expand and grow and you can meet new people and experience. It's the experience that wealth gives you, the experience of life. And that's what it's all about. Because if you're working so hard and doing, like trying to prove yourself and trying so desperately to make more money and do all these things that you want to do in your life, well, then you're missing the point, right? You're missing the point of life, and that's to live it, to experience, to live and love and laugh and just be present with your life right now and enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey. And if you feel like, if you're not like looking at what wealth is already giving you now and thanking the universe for all the ways that wealth and money even is showing up in your life now, then you're missing it because you're always chasing. You're always looking for the next thing. But it's like, okay, what if you were on your deathbed tomorrow? Would you be happy with the way that you've been running things in your life? Are you soaking in the moments? Like that's so key. And especially as a mom, it's really opened my eyes to that. So even if you aren't a mom, take this in. Are you soaking in the moments like with friends, family? Doesn't have to be those things, but are you going out and just experiencing life? Don't just stay home on your phone scrolling social media or like binging Netflix. Like, go out and go to a beautiful field or a park and just take in the grass and the flowers, or just go to a networking event and meet new people. Go to a painting workshop.
Literally anything.
Just go experience. Instead of, we live in this world where technology is so prevalent. It's so in our face all the time. Like, and that's fine. It gives us the resources to do what we're doing now, right? But are you living and experiencing your life and feeling the wealth of what is already around you so that you call in more wealth and you claim more wealth and more money?
Well, I think that's what it is. You're either choosing to consume or you're choosing to experience. Mm-hmm. And there is a time to consume, of course. I mean, we mm-hmm. our business is online, so we hope someone is doing, you're listening to this podcast. But within reason, if that's all you're doing, then that actually is a defense mechanism where you are self-sabotaging and keeping yourself from that, what you desire, which money, time, travel, the business. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's listening who's like, yeah, I kind of want a business too. Duh. Yeah, you probably do. We all do to a certain extent. Although some people really love corporate. Good for you, my corporate girlies.
Yeah.
I love that for you. But yeah, it's really about, where am I over consuming instead of just experiencing and being present?
Yeah. I just did a whole, I feel like it was a whole masterclass, but I have a Telegram channel where I use it as my own podcast because just with mom life and everything. And I get these little spurts of inspiration and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go record something in my Telegram channel super quick. And I use that to just share what's coming through me. And it's my own style of podcasting.
Love it.
That's more like raw and unfiltered. And I'm just riffing and it's really fun. And that was like one of the last audios that I recorded in there was how consumption is literally the number one killer of your confidence and who you are and how you're showing up in the world. Because if we are so consumed and so locked in and anchored in to every, think about it. You're anchored in, when you're scrolling and looking at somebody else's page, you're anchored into their vision and not yours.
You're anchored
into what they're saying and not your own truth and your own voice. And of course you're getting confused. Of course you're feeling stuck. Of course you're feeling doubting yourself and feeling this like lack of confidence because you're looking and consuming other people's visions and other people's words and other people, how are they saying things? How are they doing things? And then you're getting so disconnected from your own truth and from your own authenticity and your own confidence and your own magnetism and your own voice. Even what message do you have to share? And that even goes with AI. That's kind of what I was talking about. It was like television. I say that with a grain of salt because at night, me and my husband, that's our thing. We love watching. I love movies. When I was young, I used to want to like help be a part of making movies. I love like watching movies and just seeing the scenes and the cut, like just all of it. Anyways, so I love watching movies, but like again, if you're listening to this podcast with intention, right, of learning and getting this spiritual knowledge and being like, oh, that's that light bulb moment that I needed versus are you, and I noticed this within my, I have a really good concept of this because it happened to me. Are you just filling space?
Yeah.
Are you just filling space with, oh my God, I'd be really uncomfortable right now sitting with my own feelings and my own thoughts and my own voice. I need to plug into a podcast. I need to scroll social media and see what other people are doing. I need to listen to this audiobook or whatever. It's when you feel that uncomfortable pull to leave where you are and go consume, that's where you want to check yourself and be like, nope, I'm going to stay in this uncomfortableness within my body, within myself, and trust my own feelings and emotions and message that's coming through me.
Totally.
Instead of plugging into somebody else's vision. So,
yeah, I love that. That's a really good point. And I think that there's such a difference too on when we do, because we all are going to consume at a certain extent, social media, TV, movies, whatever the case might be. But I think there's such a difference if you're being inspired and having a breakthrough and an aha moment. And you're like, wait a minute. Let's just say you're like, Chelsea, I love her life. And I feel like I'm in her profile and I'm like, I'm loving this. Then you pull a seat up to that table or you're like, I'm in Emily's Instagram. And I'm just like, I want what she's got.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. You're not going to have it in the same way as either of us, just to be clear. But if we are inspiring and causing you to take action and then be like, you know what? I do want to come join your program, or I want to listen to your podcast, or I want to hire you as my one-on-one coach because I'm sick of consuming and living your vision. I want it now, my vision, to come to life. I think that's the beauty of social media, a little bit TV. I mean, listen, I am going to grow up and be Marisol from Real Housewives of Miami. Megan, put in the show notes. I love her. I just think she's hilarious. Her and her husband are just so stinking cute. And I'm like, I'm going to be her when I grow up.
That is so funny.
I can my own version, obviously.
I can see it now. I can see you with your husband.
Let's get married again.
That's so funny.
I don't really want to be her. But I love Real Housewives. So when I watch Real Housewives Miami, I'm like, she is, cracks me up. I love it. And then I think about like my vision, my impact, and how I'm like, one day I'm going to be probably not living in Miami, but living a life where I'm just like having this carefree fun and showing others how to do that with channeling, with this beauty. And I think that's so cool. I'm seeing someone who's inspiring me because I'm like, damn, look at how fun, much fun you're having. And like really so authentically herself.
I'm like, and there's something that you see in her that is within you.
Yeah, like, totally.
Cool. Like when you see these people that something just hits the way that they say it, or even like characters that you watch on television, there's something that you see in them that is living within you. And that's why you're attracted to it. And it's just getting activated within you.
Totally.
So like to see it that of, oh my gosh, that's real for me. Not that I have to be Marisol specifically, but that's real for me. I love how funny she is. Well, that means like I'm funny. I'm crazy.
Yes.
I'm not letting my funny out. You know, it could be both things. But yeah, I love that. I always say when you see people or something resonates with you, there's something within them. And we love soul contracts, like with people, like actually working with mentors and with
TV people. Soul contract.
TV soul contract. There's something that you see in somebody else that is getting you excited, that is getting activated within you. And that's because you have that same power within yourself, you know?
Totally. And that's why I've joined different mastermind groups or hired private mentorship or coaches or join certain certifications because of the vibe and energy of the person, right? That's I'm like, ooh, I love what you've built and I want to build my own version of something similar. And, or you activated me in a way that I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to dive in and really uncover that if it's spiritually based. And yeah, so I just love that part of social media, but then I will catch myself if I'm over consuming and I'm just going down a rabbit hole where I'm like, okay, we could be doing something different with our time.
It happens to all of us.
All of us.
I'm like, it's there. And how can we not? It is literally meant to be addicting. So, so if you get caught up in it, we are doing it too.
No, we're doing it too, you guys. Don't worry. We also get caught up. The difference
is noticing when you're getting stuck in it and getting out, you know, like not being stuck in it and then shaming yourself at the end of it. It's like, oh, all right. Okay. This was cute, but control, alt, delete. We're not doing this. Is it Nora who said that? I love that.
Control, alt, delete. You know what I'll say? She had some really good one-liners. If you guys haven't listened to her episode on the podcast, definitely go back and listen to it. She had some really good, I feel like, breakthrough zingers where I was like, oh, that's a mic drop moment.
I feel like, girl, this is not us. And almost snap yourself out of it.
Nope.
This is not us. What are we avoiding? And I always do the like, all right, what are we really avoiding? What's uncomfortable? What emotions am I feeling? Like, all the things. But
I think too, there's so much around because a lot of us have shifted timelines over this past year. It's in numerology, it's like a collective 9, which means ending of things. So no wonder we're shifting timelines and we're shifting into our more authentic selves. We love it. But then there's this identity piece where it's like, okay, well, if Emily today, this is not how I am, but for example, if Emily today wakes up and instantly scrolls, but Emily, who's the multi 7-figure spiritual mentor, gets up, still walks my puggies because they got to go right away, but then comes in and does, you know, whatever morning practice I feel like that day, whether it's visualization, chanting, whatever, and then we'll go to the phone. Mm-hmm. Then why am I still waking up and scrolling? You know what I mean? It's like, we don't have to, we can switch into our higher timeline way of doing things now.
Yeah.
And what a shift that makes. Have you shifted any of your daily practices at all? Have you noticed?
Yeah. One of the first ones that I shifted was, and this might not apply if you are a corporate girly, but I mean, it could, it just depends. Just notice like where I was like, all right, where am I? What do I keep going back to? And for me, it was, I was checking my email. I kept checking my email, you know, just my app right there on the phone with the little red notification circle. I just kept pushing it and scrolling through my email. I am running my own business as a coach. And then I'm a fitness instructor on the side. Nobody's sending me emails. I don't need to be checking.
Not anything like that has to be opened that second.
No. So I was like, all right. I keep checking my email. And so I just made this commitment to myself. I was like, nope, stop. We are committing to, I'm not going to check my email until after 5 p.m. So I just, one day I just made that commitment to myself and I was like, we're doing this. We're not going to check the email. We're not going to open the app until after 5 p.m. when like all the other important things that you've done are already done. And then, oh, you can casually scroll the Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah. I was like the random, the like 100 junkie.
Like all the random emails. And if there is something important, somebody will message you or call you. You don't need to be reading your emails right now. So that was one simple thing, but that simple thing made all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I wouldn't get caught. Because even if I did it for 5 to 10 minutes and I caught myself, like that's 5 to 10 minutes that I could have been doing anything else, you know?
Literally anything.
Literally anything else. Or if you are a mom, I would also, and this could be really helpful. I still coach people on this all the time. Cause even if you're not a mom, it still applies. Noticing when you're getting this urge to clean, procrastinating.
You just had a thumbs up.
I just got a thumbs up. That was on point.
That was on point.
The like procrastinating, the like yes. You're cleaning. I would be comfortable doing the dishes. I'd be comfortable doing the laundry. I'd be comfortable like cleaning my house because it's comfortable. I can do it on autopilot and not have to face anything else, right? But it's like, okay, I keep cleaning every day, or I keep just sitting at the dishes and avoiding that post that I really want to make, or keep avoiding, you know, reaching out to a couple people that sent me DMs, you know, or people that like, you know, because I'll be honest, like whenever I was first going through this identity shift and going through this void that was like earlier this year, somebody had a big in-person event. And you and I were just talking about this before, how I want to be doing more in-person things. And I want to speak on stages and do all that stuff too. It was somebody that I knew reached out about me coming to speak at her like business networking event. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, this is exactly what I want to be doing. And then I sabotaged it. I sabotaged myself and I put it off. I kept putting it off. I kept cleaning. I kept right, like doom scrolling or checking messages. But then every day that I didn't do it and I didn't send her my notes of what I would speak about, I would then, what happens? I would then spiral and be like, oh my God, I didn't do it. Why didn't I do it? I need to do that tomorrow. I need to do that tomorrow. Why didn't I do that today? Right. And then you shame yourself so hard for letting another day pass where you didn't do it. And then eventually you talk yourself out of it because you're like, oh gosh, well, it's been 10 days. If I reached out now, I'm going to look silly. You know, we just tell ourselves these stupid stories and lies. And it comes down to, and I mean, this is the first pillar that I work on with clients, even now as a confidence coach, is feeling safe doing the things and taking the action, because I feel like so many of us are consuming. So tying back to this consuming thing, so many of us are consuming, trying to learn more, get more knowledge, be more certified, be more, what's the word? Just be more qualified, whatever that is.
Yeah, like they're not ready yet.
Like you're not ready yet. So we just keep plugging in. We keep consuming. We keep trying to get inspiration to do the thing. When really what you need to be looking at is your nervous system and how your body is, I don't like to use the word sabotage because our body does not think it's sabotaging us. It's trying to keep us safe and protect us from whatever fearful thing is on the other side of what we think is going to happen if we just do the thing. But that's essentially what's happening, is that your body just does not feel safe. So in that moment, my body didn't feel safe saying yes to this speaking event, because it would have been my first one. Well, that's not true. It would have been a first one in a long time. And it would have been the first one in this area of expertise that I really want to be in. It was with older, more experienced women too. So part of it was like, oh my gosh, who am I as this young girl to go in there and teach people these things about identity and like your nervous system safety and manifestation? Are they even going to understand that? And so there was just like me getting in my head about those things. Totally. And so of course my body didn't feel safe doing that. And so that all that was coming up and keeping me from actually doing the thing. So I think that's always something to like really look at, is if you keep getting stuck in this consuming or like doing these things that you really don't want to be doing, that aren't really moving the needle forward, check in with yourself and really ask yourself, okay, well, what is it that I'm avoiding? What am I like avoiding doing? What have I been wanting to do, but I keep telling myself I'm not ready to do it? And that's where coaching comes in, especially with me. Like I always tell my clients, I don't just talk about healing and removing our blocks. Like we are doing that while taking action, because that's what's going to really create that quantum shift, that quantum jump, that identity expansion, is by actually doing the thing. And so it's not that you are lazy or you're not qualified enough or you're just destined to be average. No, it is literally just that, because your vision's there. I tell people, like, if your vision is there, you're meant to have the vision. It's just your body's just not aligning with the vision, because your body doesn't see yourself as the kind of person who can do that thing. It doesn't feel safe doing that thing.
Totally.
And so that's why I do nervous system safety and expansion, while also mixing that with identity and like your confidence and like seeing yourself as the person who can do those things, because that's where it starts. And then you'll stop consuming, because you're like, I'm such a badass. I'm going to go pitch myself for this speaking event. I'm going to start my business. People need what I have to share. And you're just in it, you know? So it's doing the inner work.
I agree. And I think that that's like a good point of yes. Like it's sometimes it's like, I'm just going to do this next course, this next certification, then I'm going to do it. It's so different than I'm doing this course and this certification and I'm taking action along the way with it. And then if you have, maybe you're a listener who's like, I am actually the overconsumer and I feel like I've done all the things, got the t-shirt, and now I'm kind of like, okay, I should go integrate this. I would then challenge our listeners here that's actually when you bring on a coach and a mentor, because you're not meant to integrate and identity shift alone.
Alone, no.
We will self-sabotage our way out of that, not because we don't believe in ourselves, not because we're not capable, but really, like, coaches have coaches.
Yeah.
People should have coaches. Like, it's just, it's one of those things where you have to recognize the power of not doing it alone. And whether that's within a mastermind or a one-on-one coach or whatever, if you're one of my overconsumers, I've been there. Yeah. But then it's time to find someone who's going to help you actually take action, whether it's embodying and holding the capacity for the new identity, or it's a business coach who's actually then going to help you wrap your head around, but how do I actually do this and shift my identity into an entrepreneur? There's so many different shifts that you don't need to know how to do it by yourself. And don't just go integrate alone in like your room.
Yeah, because we've all been there. I'm sure you have. There was many times where I was like, well, I can just figure this out myself.
Yeah.
I've been like that my whole life.
So much time and money.
With my daughter, 7, 8 months pregnant, when I should not be lifting heavy things and doing things myself. And that was my first, like, I was like, oh God, shit. I have a But letting people help me. But it was like, no, you are like full on pregnant. You don't need to be doing this. Let me help you. And it was like, I held on to this identity of, I held on to this identity of such an independent person. I can do it by myself. Mm-hmm. I'm strong enough to do it by myself. I don't need help from anybody else. Right. But really that's like a wounded part of me that was avoiding getting the support. And it's not that you can't do it on your own. It's not that you can't. It's just that, you know, I just feel like if you're the kind of person who's super ambitious and you're ready for this, you know you're ready for this, stop fucking around. It's going to take so much longer to get to where you want to go. It's going to take so much heartache, so much self-shaming. And if you continue to stay in this bubble alone, trying to do it alone because when we're healing, right? Like, I don't think we realize, because I've been through the depths of healing. Like, I go deep into my healings now. So much so that my subconscious mind and my nervous system hold me back from seeing my own wounds that I need to heal. And so that's why you need somebody to mirror it back to you, like a coach or a mentor who's been there and also who's trained in it, to be like, okay, do you see what's happening? This is the block, and you're just missing it because it's so small and it's so subtle so many times, because also we've lived it for so long. We feel like it's our personality, you know, or like it's no big deal. And then we're like, oh my gosh, like this little sneaky thing was like holding me back and blocking my vision. And so it's really just knowing that, like, you also cannot heal alone. You are not meant to heal alone. You're not meant to heal alone. Like healing in groups is so much more powerful. And even if even if other people, if you feel like it's not working for you and it's working for others, you're in that collective energy, you know? It's so powerful to just don't do it alone. Don't do it alone.
Don't do it alone.
And think about it. Like, there are CEOs, like executives, like CFOs, big, big leaders in the world that they have mentors. They have mentors to hold them when they wobble, because they are going to wobble. Everybody wobbles. I was in a space, I still kind of am a little, I think it's about to end, but I jumped in a space with like multi six and seven figure leaders because I just felt so fired up and called to go to this higher level. I put myself in that space and most coaches would tell you absolutely don't jump in a space like that if you're just starting your business, right? Well, I mean, I wasn't just starting, but I was definitely not on that level. I was making money, but I was not on that level. And the identity shift alone that happened from me putting myself in the room with those people was massive.
I love
and
that.
I was able to ask questions to people who have been there. And it's funny because you would think that somebody who felt like, oh my gosh, I'm not even close to that yet, would hide in the background and just let them have their conversations. But I jumped in there. And that was like the first sign of, oh my gosh, yes, like I do belong. And that's the kind of confidence that I'm talking about. It's not like outer confidence. It's like knowing, this deep inner knowing that what you want is meant to be yours. This deep inner knowing that you belong you pull up a seat at the table, you belong. Stop hiding in the background. Stop quieting your voice. Stop not asking questions, you know, stop not asking for help, because the people that are making the big money in the world, they do. They lean in hard. You know what? They have multiple mentors.
Like, yeah, they don't even just have one.
They've got two or three people that they work with because they don't fuck around, you know? And that was that light bulb moment of, oh my God, they wobble too. They all have multiple mentors. These people know that this is valuable. So that's where they put their money. They're not trying to do it alone. They're not trying to handle their wobbles on their own. Like, they plug in.
Yeah.
And that was such a huge eye opener too for me, was just being a part of that space. So
I could talk about that all day long, but we are at time for our podcast episode. But I always like to ask someone a fun question to end. One that's just off the cuff. I asked ChatGPT to give me 10 and I pick the funniest one. So
love that. This was such a good combo, by the way.
Oh, I know. It was so good. I was like, oh, everyone's going to love this episode. I already know it. Get into our DMs and tell us all about it. All right. What's your confidence alter ego's name?
Oh my goodness. You know, I have actually been thinking through this.
Oh my God.
Isn't that so funny? This is a thing from the universe. Oh, I haven't really... To be honest, I haven't really landed on a name. Like, a name hasn't come to me yet. And I've been like trying to think about it in my mind. And I'm like, nope, I don't want to just think a name. Like, I want to be sitting in my heart. And
he wants to do this then. What are her three power characteristics?
Oh, I love that. Okay. Yes. She is, and this is so funny, but I'm going to claim it right now. She's loud. She's loud. And I'm not talking just like volume. It's not volume loud. It's like
impact.
It's like impact. It's like the magnetic frequency. It's like the way that she takes up space. It's like her words, her message is loud. Yeah. So loud. And I feel like that was always a part of in the back of my mind for so long, but I never fully claimed it. Cause I was like, well, loud, like nobody wants to be around somebody that's loud. And I was like, it's not that kind of loud. And also just claim it. Cause you are like, I am like that. So she's loud with her message and her energy and her frequency. I love this. She's kind and caring and compassionate, but also she's gonna be blunt and hold you to your vision. And actually one of my clients literally just said this to me the other day, and I saved her voice memo because I was like, I've been thinking about how I am this person for so long. And she just mirrored it back to me. She was like, she said charismatic and was like, you're so kind and compassionate, but also so strong and bold and daring to say what I need to say, what I want to say. That's going to call women up into her power. Like, yeah. I'll be kind and caring and compassionate to you, but I'm also going to be like, all right, You're this woman. Let's fucking go. Stop playing around. You keep going back into this small little good girl era and you're not that girl. Let's freaking go. So like holding both, I hold both.
I love that.
And oh gosh, I guess three characteristics. And what's another one? Those were so two big ones. Another one I think is, I want to say just real and authentic, just real and authentic. I see myself as when I walk into rooms, I'm in my bold, confident era. I hold the space and that's what I want to teach other women, but I hold the space, but I also like behind closed doors, I'm with my daughter and I'm a human. And so seeing confidence is not like you've got to like have it all together all the time. I'm at home on Sundays with no bra and a sweatshirt and sweatpants. We love it. We love it. You can be both. You don't have to be put together all the time. And I think it's, I'm this raw, real confidence where it's like deep inner confidence. When you walk into a room, she knows that there's some days she doesn't want to have makeup on and she holds that space. And there's other days where I'm like, I really want to feel
it's like he's in for this girl.
Yes. I love that. We love that. All right. See, it's confirmed. And then the other days we're like, yes, we want to feel like a baddie and we want to put all the makeup on and just feel super 10x. So let's do it. But it's not like you got to be one or the other to hold that self-trust and that deep inner confidence and let people see you that way too.
I love that. And tell everyone, Chelsea, where they can find you. Remember everyone, this will be in the show notes as well.
Yes. You can find me on Instagram. My name is just Chelsea Bailey Coaching. And I might even be starting another one calling, I want to call it Worthy Woman, like Worthy Woman Club or like the Wealthy Worthy Woman, like I was saying. So that's coming through. We'll see where I take it. But yeah, so you can find me on at Chelsea Bailey Coaching on Instagram. And I've got my links are in my bio too for working one-on-one with me, my Telegram channel that I mentioned earlier that I'm obsessed with. It's so good. It's just a channel that you can plug into when you're intentionally consuming.
Love it.
Yeah,
oh my gosh. Well, thank you for being on PJs and Prosecco, Chelsea.
I love this so much. I love you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you everyone listening.
Yeah. We can't wait to hear wonderful. What you think.
Yeah. Send me a DM. I love to connect with people. So come say hi.
Yeah. Come say hi.
Bye.
That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me at I am Emily Gornick so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.